Okay, so the last time we spoke, I remember the last question I had asked you was a sequel, and you were like, "I don't know, I gotta take care of the twins, this and that," and you were kind of on the fence. So what changed?
Think two things. I mean, my kids were born, I think, about a month after I released the game, and when that happened, I didn't do anything other than take care of them. I mean, my Xbox had dust on it, so one of the first times I turned it on to just try to sneak in a hockey game with my former club, I popped in Action Arcade Wrestling 1, and it was kind of cool because it was just a completely fresh look at the game, and there were a lot of things I said, I really need to fix this up, I really need to add this, I really need to expand it a little bit and whatnot. And then I realized that two things had happened. One is that kind of while I was out of commission, Microsoft had upgraded their XNA program to version 4.0. Okay, it was 3.1 when I did it. So they weren't allowing anyone who wrote their games in 3.1 to re-upload them. You had to convert them to 4.0. Okay, not a problem. The problem came in is that the engine that I made the game in, Torque X, basically just went away. They folded, they stopped their support, and they stopped their program engine at version 3.1. So what that meant is I literally could never touch my game again. I couldn't update it and resubmit it or release a patch or even create any other, I couldn't change a spelling error if I wanted to. And I really just didn't like the fact that I created a game that I could never, ever touch again, So I had a couple decisions to make, and, eventually, thank God, the kids ended up sleeping, and they sleep about seven to seven. So I can work a little bit on a new game. So I kind of made the decision and said, I'm going to go ahead and just see what happens. I'm going to start it. I'm not going to make any promises. I'll just see where things head. And I threw down some ideas, and it just kind of kept rolling and rolling, and it started to form into something that I was really starting to be proud of, and it's still going. So we'll see how it ends up, and I think what I have now is going to be a lot better, and I think it'll be at the very least expandable, so I can add on to it later, and this will be something that I can at least have for the foreseeable future.
You sound super excited. So the,
I am.
so the big question is, what are you the most excited about so far?
You mean feature wise or just in general?
Yeah, feature wise, and then we'll get to the general stuff later.
Well, I think feature wise, I think I'm just excited that it's going to be a much more high quality game. I think, even in terms of customization, in terms of just straight up gameplay, in terms of look and feel, I really think that this is the game. It had different goals, and this one has different goals than the first one. I didn't want to just do a typical Madden or something that just adds a roster update or something. Not against Madden, I bought Madden, I liked it, but I wanted to make a fresh new game. And I'm really excited about some of the brand new possibilities that I'm going to do, even beyond what any other indie game has done, I think, in terms of some of the features that I have released. And I actually am kind of keeping a little close to the vest, but I'm really excited about it.
Okay, I remember one of the cool things about the first game was you could basically create as many wrestlers as you wanted. Is that a feature that is going to be in the next game?
Oh, yeah. So far, I haven't seen any reason to limit the number of wrestlers at all. So until you fill up your hard drive or your USB card or anything, you can create as many wrestlers as you want to.
Okay, there hasn't been a lot of updates as far as, screenshots and stuff. There's probably, maybe a dozen screenshots that are on the web for the game right now. But, I mean, they look so different. The first game looked a little like WrestleFest meets South Park, and this just looks really cool. So how did you even get started on redesigning the visuals for the game?
Well, I had different goals. The first game, I had two main goals, I would say, and a couple little ones. But I would say two main goals, and one was just to recreate a nostalgic WrestleFest type game, you know, with those type of cartoony graphics. And honestly, if I would have known how to do 2D sprites, I probably would have done 2D sprites. I just didn't know how to do them. So that's why I went for the cell shaded cartoony type a look. But the other one was that I just really wanted to make everything myself. I really wanted to see if I could just create a successful game completely by myself and, you know, just prove to myself that I could do it. And I did. I sold, you know, so far the original sold over 10,000 copies. Everything I've done, I purchased the crowd animation that someone drew for me, and I bought a CD of sound effects from Japan that have the old 16-bit sound. Other than that, I literally did everything for that game, from the moves to the programming to the physics to the AI logic, absolutely everything, to the design, the god-awful design. I did that, and, you know, so, and I did it. You know, now it's a little bit different. This is not necessarily a nostalgic look. I mean, they're both 2.5D independent wrestling games for the Xbox, and that's pretty much where the similarities end. This one is more of the game that I kind of have in my head, have had in my head for, you know, the last 20 years, if I would make a wrestling game. And it is the arcade-style 2.5D, but really it's going to go far beyond that. And quite frankly, the big difference is a budget. I mean, I had absolutely no budget whatsoever, even egos aside that I wanted to do it. I really didn't have a choice. It's not like I could have anyone do the animations for me. It's not like I could hire anyone to do the programming or at least purchase any code or anything like that. I had to do everything myself. Now that the first game sold a little bit, I can put a little of that money back in to this, what it is, a hobby. And when people ask me, hey, would you mind if I tried to do some animations for you? Give me a couple bucks, I'll do animations, or even some code, some features. You know, I can create a paint tool. I can create a Before, I really wouldn't have done that. One, because I didn't have the money, and two, because of ego. I really wanted to just kind of do it myself. Now, I'm kind of let the game be a little bigger than just me. You know, if it's good for the game, I don't care who does the animations. I don't care who does, you know, some of the programming. It's still going to be under my production and it's my vision 100%, but I'm not really afraid to have some people that are better than I take a crack at some of the features, and it's been a great experience.
With that being said, you've kind of got this interesting way to raise some money, this sponsor a move thing you've got going on your Facebook. You want to just talk about that?
Yeah, actually, that was Eric Novak is one of the people who's doing these amazing animations for me, and it was kind of a variation of an idea that he came up with, where you can actually sponsor a move in the game. So on ActionArcadeWrestling.com, you can click on a link and fill out a very brief form, and what you can do is you can select a donation amount, and I called it donation amount because it's not actually, I'm not having an e-commerce section on the site or anything. If this guy gets hit by a bus and I can't fulfill the animations, I'm covered. But so you can pick a move type. Obviously, taunts are cheaper than tag team moves, and there's a whole list of the denominations of donations you can do. But you can pick a move, and basically what will happen is when I in the create a wrestler section, as you're going and assigning that move to your created wrestler, you will see a big sponsored by on that move, and you'll see who or what sponsored it. And I just say what because some people have actually had companies and their websites, and not necessarily just their name, but they'll have their particular game or their particular company advertised on there. But you'll actually be able to see your name as the sponsor of that particular move, which is kind of cool, I think. It's something that no wrestling games really had, and it's kind of nice to have that indie feel, you know, kind of, you know, by the people, for the people, all that kind of stuff, you know. So I think it's kind of a neat feature, and it's been pretty successful. We've already had many different moves being sponsored, and quite frankly, a lot of these moves would never even have been in the game had somebody not said, hey, here's a donation, here's my name, and let's see it in the game, and we definitely will.
Is this something that you plan on continuing once the game's been released? Like, I mean, WWE 13, for instance, is going to have DLCs for, like, the next 3 months. Are you going to be, like, I don't know, a month after the game's released, oh, 5 or 6 people or 10 people wanted to sponsor a game, so here it is, you know?
That's a good question. I think it kind of depends on the availability of the animator, my availability. The nice thing is that Xbox really does give you a pretty nice way to update your games. It's really not that difficult at all. So I would have no problem, assuming the next Xbox isn't out, being able to do that. So that'll be kind of a wait and see. I think at some point I'll probably have to say, okay, hang on, I actually have to start programming these, or else we're never going to get a game. We're just going to be adding moves and moves and moves, you know. At some point I have to code the match. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility, and I really don't see this game, once I release it, being a dead end. I definitely want to update it, and all those updates obviously would be free.
How do you want this game to be remembered, say, a year from now? Just like, I mean, right now, the original game is just this really cool, fun game that people still play. I mean, considering, like, how that is, how that game was, the reception behind that game, how would you want this game to be looked at a year from now?
One of the better indie wrestling games out there. Probably one of the best 2D side-scrolling wrestling games, would be awesome. And I think, again, just a really fun game that you can just sit down for, you know, a couple minutes, do a match, have a great time. And we're going to be offering, or I'm going to be offering, a level of customization that I think is going to be very interesting to see in the next coming months. I think you're really going to be able to have a lot of fun customizing this game and just playing the heck out of it and just having a good time. And I think it'll be nostalgic, but I also think it'll be something that, you know, be worthy of the YouTube video here and there, and you know, just something that's a lot of fun to play. That's about it. That's really all I'm after. I'm not after to change the world. I'm just making a fun wrestling game that people can throw in and have a match and have a good time.
Do you have a release date set down yet, or do you feel like the game's still a ways away?
The game's a ways away, but on all honesty, it was interesting. The first game, I'll put it this way, the first game I had a kind of a release date in mind, being the fact that my wife was pregnant and I knew I was going to have twins and about 36 bottles to clean. So that was my release date. And interestingly enough, I'm kind of doing the same thing now, because all honesty, the next Xbox is kind of scaring me a little bit. I don't know if the next Xbox is going to be backwards compatible with this. And I know it seems really far off, but to a development cycle, it really isn't. If the next Xbox comes out in, you know, August, or even, you know, next Christmas, I only have about a year to year to finish the game, and, you know, the testing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really trying hard to get it out, you know, next summer. I don't know what I'm going to be doing then. So I'm trying, but hopefully they'll just say, yeah, the next Xbox is backwards compatible, and then I won't have to worry about it.